It is a little bit after 4 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM, and we are entering the second part of the Aerobology Show, the show that takes you on a virtual flying carpet ride every week throughout the Arabic-speaking world and the region. Today, our carpet ride is actually being extended as we are reaching other beautiful regions and beautiful music, and that is through my amazing guest who is back in the studio for the second time, none other than Shervin Imami, who of course was here at KZSU a while back, and boy, I must say, she every time she comes in, she illuminates the studio. Shervin, salam, welcome, and marhaba.
Salam, Ramzi-jan, and marhaba back to you.
So this is your second time here at KZSU, Shervin.
Yes, it is.
Does it get easier to be on the radio, or are you equally comfortable?
I am, I guess, a little bit nervous, while I, but it usually gets easier as we
absolutely
continue.
Because, I mean, one thing you told me today is, you know, you want to come in, but you don't want the interview to be about you, because we kind of talked about you the last time. Instead, you've brought with you some gems.
Absolutely. Really calling them the gems of Iranian music. I have a lot of admiration and respect for all the alternative new music that is, you know, emerging both in Iran and diaspora, and definitely Indo is one of the most promising groups that came along.
Absolutely. Now, here's that word again, Indo, right? Indo. Now, look, check me out speaking Persian, Shireen. What do you think?
You're doing fine.
Yeah. Now, of course, I'm going to pretend I knew this all along, but Indo means these two.
Yes.
And who are these two?
My guess is it's Ardalan and Ardalan Paivar and Shadi Yusefian, who's the singer and the main musician and a vocal center snack of the group.
Absolutely, yes.
And I guess my guess is right.
Yeah.
My humble. I just say yes because...
Yeah, because, you know, I kind of assumed when we said these two, and I know they were a duo, you know, a band, I assumed they were talking about themselves, but who knows, Shervin? Maybe they're talking about these other two that we don't know about.
Usually the artist, you know, performs, and as Joyce says, it's up to the audience to interpret whatever they want. So,
ooh, I like that. So whenever Shervin Imami is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, we get lessons in philosophy, music, and everything in between. And if you could see her, she still blushes. I love that, Shervin. You should be by now very comfortable in front of the mic, because the last time you were here, I have to say, we got so many calls and people writing in, and, you know, and a lot of interest in Iran, but also in terms of Iranian music. So you were kind enough to do a little bit of research and put me in touch with Indo themselves, who are in New York. And now, Shervin, you jump in and correct me when I mispronounce the names, but it is Ardalan Paivar and his wife, Shadi Yusefian. This amazing duo has released an album called Bordobacht. Mm-hmm. Now, what am I saying when I say Bordobacht?
Which means winning and losing. I was doing some research, and we have, you know, so many great bands and so many great new Iranian bands who started on different genres in the past few years, both in Iran and here. You know, it's called the underground music in Iran, and here that we mostly call it the diaspora music.
Nice.
However, one of the things that it's very outstanding about Indo is the fact that their music, other than the lyrics that is beautiful, and the music itself and the way the singer Shadi sings is so soft, smoothly, and also at the same time, combination of transculturization of music, which we call it also in literature, that the non-Iranian community can, or the non-speaking a community can also, you know, enjoy the music as much as the Iranian community does. Wow. And the reason I chose them was because I was teaching this cultural studies class, and we play all these music. Every week we have a new band, and we play a couple songs. And one of the most pleasing albums and songs were the songs by Indo.
And let's listen to Indo.
دلم تنگه برات، واسه بودن باهات، برای دیدن رود، واسه لمس کردن مود، شنیدن صدات، برای اون چشمات، داستان اون اون موی سیاد، پیچ و تاب اون موهاد، چهره بی همتاد، شونه پر حباد، قدرت اون دستات، فشار اون بغلات، اطمینان قدمات، واسه سر تا فای پر منات، واسه اون خشت و صدا، اون صدای بیریان، حتی اون دروخات.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the group Indo and a song. Now, I'm going to be relying on my co-host here, Shervin Imami, to help me while I butcher the beautiful, beautiful Persian / Farsi language. But here we go. Nagsh eturu ab.
That was good, but...
Why don't I believe you?
Naqshe-to
ruye ab.
Naqshe-to ruye ab.
Naqshe-to yore ab.
Ramzi, it's re-o-o-ye ab.
Re-o-o-ye ab.
Exactly. Ruye ab.
Ruye ab.
That's very important. Ab is very important. Ab is water and symbolizes a lot of things, so you can't mess that up.
And here I thought I was saying father, like ab. No, that's Arabic,
no, that's
I guess.
Ab, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So what does it mean?
Naqshe-to-ruye ab literally means the image of you on the on water.
Nice.
What the singer is basically implying is the mirage or, you know, the salute of memory of that person that she's cherishing.
Wow.
Which is on water and on her dreams.
Wow. And so, like, because of course the singer is a female, Shadi Yusufyan, she's kind of talking about the male image here that she's fantasizing about, I guess.
It's actually the beautiful thing about this song is, first of all, in Persian, we don't have the gender discrimination.
Ooh,
in our language. So
I like that.
Yes. So even on third person, you can never tell if it's a female or a male.
Really?
But she is a female and singing, I guess, I'm assuming to a male. But what the title also says is that dedicated to all people who miss someone. And
wow,
that someone could be anyone. It could be your friend. It could be your partner. It could be your mother. And the beautiful thing about this song is, which is my actually my favorite song in this album. And
wow,
thank you so much for playing that first, because well, it was not one of the songs that I think Ardalan picked, but
yeah, yeah, yeah,
I took the liberty to add that.
Well, and I have to tell everybody that Shervin Imami has not stopped talking about Indo for a while, and so to watch her as that song was playing is quite an experience. You really do truly love this kind of music, Shervin.
What I cherish about them is that they go beyond the tradition of basically just following a specific genre. And what happens here, even you know, in their music, when you listen to it, if you're not understanding what the lyrics is, that you still enjoy. First of all, her voice is just so smoothing and soft and beautiful. And second, the music is so grasping and strikes you.
Absolutely.
That you just want to listen to it. And I'm not saying that, you know, as a person, I'm not saying it on my own behalf. I've experienced it. I've played it in different communities, classes, and I've always got this feedback. But
right,
what I like about this specific song, which I'm going to contradict what I just said, is that specifically this song, I like it a lot because of the lyrics. And the reason I like it is because it talks about a separation. It talks about longing between two friends or two lovers or whoever that person is, father, mother. Right. And she keeps saying that she misses both the good things and the bad things about that person.
Which may explain the album's title, Bord au Bach.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Even though...
Which we should remind our listeners means...
Winning and losing.
Is it winning and losing or winning or losing?
It's... in colloquial Persian means ba, which is and.
And. Okay, so it's winning and losing at the same time. Oh, so it's not a choice. You can do both.
I think you ultimately do both.
Ooh,
you know, in life.
I like that. So. I like that very much. Well, Shervin, how about we actually unveil the biggest surprise of all? It's my exclusive interview with Ardalan Paivar, of course, of Indo, who was gracious enough to agree to an interview yesterday. I conducted this interview by phone. It is fresh off the presses, as they say. And why don't we listen to part one of that interview as we feature and sample the music by Indo on today's episode of Arabology. What do you think, Shervin? Are you up for that?
I'm more than up for that.
All right. So here's part one of my interview with Ardalan Paivar of the band Indo, who is going to discuss his musical background as well as the new album by Indo called Bord au Bacht.
Well, let me begin just by asking you about the group Indo. How did it come about? Whose idea was it? And how long have you been around?
Basically, it started in 2008. I played music since I was a child and always wanted to have a band. I started playing keyboard in another band called Kiosk, which I'm still a part of. And after a while, I picked up the accordion and started learning accordion. And in September of 2008, I started writing some music on the accordion, which led to the formation of Indo as a band. And my wife, Shadi Yusufian, she has a great voice, and we sometimes played some jazz pieces, and she sang, and at our parties and get-togethers, sometimes we did a couple of songs. So we thought it would be a good idea for me to write the music and her as a vocalist.
Wow. And so you're partners in music and partners in life.
Yes.
Yeah. Does this situation make it easier or harder to create music together?
It makes it easier, actually, I think, because we're not right next to each other all the time, and if I have an idea for lyrics or a musical theme, I run it by her, and she gives her ideas. So it's very convenient that way.
That's nice. And does Indo have an officially released CDs?
Yes. In 2011, we released our first album by the name of Bord au Bacht, which means win or lose.
Wow. And can you tell me a little bit about the album?
As I mentioned, it started as me writing some instrumental pieces for the accordion, and gradually I started adding more instruments to it, and then we decided to have vocals because I started writing lyrics, and Shadi began singing on the demos. So that was in 2008, and then we worked more on the demos and started collaborating with other musicians, and gradually made arrangements for full songs, and then that led to our first album, which came out in April of 2011.
Nice. And, you know, listening to the music on the album and your music in general, I wanted to, you know, let you know that most of our listeners are interested in this kind of music coming in, you know, from the Middle East, from North Africa. But even without understanding the lyrics, one can kind of get a feel for your kind of music. Being a radio station, you know, they're very concerned with genres and classifications. but I found your music to be very difficult to classify. How would you, classify it in terms of genre, and or a genre that maybe you identify with?
I wouldn't really identify with this particular genre, but it's just a melting pot of different styles that I've been influenced by, from klezmer and gypsy jazz, blues and soul and rock. I try to listen to all kinds of different styles and get inspired and influenced by them. But in the end, I don't specifically follow one genre of music.
And do you feel,
from song to song, it changes.
Because do you feel that you represent the new wave of Iranian music, a very sort of unclassified new musical production that is unlike any other?
In a way, we do, and there are a lot of talented people working right now in Iran and outside of Iran. And there's a wave of new alternative music coming out in the past few years. And we're glad to be a part of it.
And what kind of themes is this music broaching, this new music that's coming out? Is it political, social, happy music, pessimistic? How would you describe the themes that you broach?
A lot of it is pessimistic and political. Mostly rock bands and a lot of hip-hop that comes out. But unfortunately, people who live in Iran, the artists who work in Iran, there are a lot of governmental restrictions imposed on them, so they really can't officially release anything that's political or even social a lot of times. So a lot of the songs, music that comes out of Iran can't be about politics. But thanks to YouTube and Facebook and convenience of home recording, a lot of artists are motivated to work more and produce and release their stuff online. And we hear a lot of it these days.
Because I noticed that your website and your Facebook page, that not only, are you sort of course, promoting your own beautiful compositions, but also you don't shy away from mentioning and promoting other artists. Is this collaboration normal for you?
Yes, we don't necessarily collaborate with a lot of the bands that we promote on our Facebook page, but we believe that artists should support each other and promote each other, especially with a closed atmosphere like Iran, with all the censorship and the restrictions. Really crucial for artists to help each other.
Right.
So we try to represent different artists that live in Iran or outside Iran and produce music that's different and they're breaking from the past.
Ardalan, do you feel that maybe because you are in the United States as a sort of Iranian-American, you're able to get away with a lot more in terms of your music and lyrics than you would if you were back in Iran?
Definitely, especially the lyrics. We wouldn't be able to write a lot of the lyrics that we write if we live in Iran.
Can you give me an example of what song or lyrics might be considered controversial over there?
We're not necessarily a political band, but we do have one song in our last album that was political, and it was about the government, and it's really hard to translate it, so I'm not going to translate it, but it was a political song, and that definitely would have caused us problems if we were working in Iran.
And what is the title?
The title of the track?
Yes.
It's called Nale Shapir, which is spelled N-A-A-L-E, and then space Y-E space S-H-A-B. G-E-E-R. Sorry for the long
time. No problem, but how would you loosely translate that into English?
Nale means moaning or groaning. Shapir means all night long.
Wow.
So pretty much
I love that title.
Yeah,
I'm sure our listeners will be running to listen to the Moaning All Night Long song.
It actually refers to, refers to a poem by Hafez, and we use one sentence of his poem at the end of the song, but the rest of the lyrics was written by me.
سرنوشت ما این شد که بریم به فنا، همه سرگردون تو دنیا چون گرد و غبار تو هوا، آخر شدیم بازیچه دست قلدرا، خونمون افتاد به چنگ این دزدا و مفخورا. اون از رئیس جمهور دولت کودتا مونده رو کار بازوره چماق بسیج و سپا، نزاشت واسمون آبرو هیچ کجای دنیا، بس که زد حرف بی جا مفت گفت و پرت و بلا، نفهمیدیم چطور شد چی خوردیم از کجا، کردن پشمون به اسم مذهب و دین و خدا. از دست این غارتگرا به کی ببریم پناه، دستشون پر از خون و جیبا پر از طلای سیاه. کجا رفت از کجا رسیدیم به کجا،
کجایی کجایی نی فردوسی ایده خدا،
تا کی هموار غمگین به آهنگ عزا،
تا کی دلهای رنگین پر باشن از رنگ سیاه،
عاقبتمون چنین شد که بشیم مبتلا
به جنگ و فقر و بدبختی و صد رنج و درد و بلا،
جوونامون در راه آزادی شدن فدا،
اشکان ترانه سهراب ندا محمد فاطمه مصطفی.
پس کی میاد اون روزی که بشیم از شر اینا خلاص،
مگه ما چه بد کردیم که این گونه پس میدیم تواس،
بگو چرا زمونه این گونه کرده با ما، چرا هیچ کس نمیدونه
نمیدونه هیچ کس چرا.
That was a beautiful track by the Iranian duo group Indo called Nale Ye Shagbi. Where are you, Shervin Imami? Help me, help me, help me.
Nale Ye Shabgir.
Nale Ye Shabgir.
You're becoming dyslexic. Nale Ye Shabgir.
Which again means?
The morning, all night morning.
Sure. And,
or all night longing.
All night longing.
All night longing.
Yeah, that sounds better than all night morning.
Yes.
So that came right after the first part of my interview with none other than Ardalan Peyvar of Indo. He was gracious enough to give me that interview yesterday. We played part one. We're going to be playing the next part of this interview on today's show, so don't go anywhere. In the meantime, Shervin Imami is here to help me with my awful, awful Farsi or Persian, and also to say what about this song?
This song, as he also mentioned, is a political song and refers a lot to the Green Movement of 2009, which is great timing because we're approaching our new election again. And It's a beautiful song, music, and the lyrics is very interesting, which is another thing about this band. They always have this satiric mode and tone in, sad songs and in happy songs and political songs. And that's something very, very creative. And I think, in my humble opinion, very new in Iranian music.
Absolutely. And very, very likable, Serbian. I have to say, I didn't understand maybe the lyrics, but I loved the song.
Yeah, it has the, it keeps the depth, but also is makes you laugh and smile when you listen to the lyrics, and the music is very uplifting and cheerful all the time.
Absolutely. But he made a reference to Hafiz before we played the song, or while he introduced the song. Who is Hafiz?
Hafiz is one of the foremost Iranian poets of Golden Age and 14th century. And he has a whole book of ghazaliyat, lyrics.
Courtship and love poetry, right?
Yes, the wine poetry and love poetry.
Delicious.
And he was also, beneath that, underline his poetry that everyone thinks it's love poetry, he was a critical poet as well. And Nale Shabgir, the title, the wording, I assume, comes, it's a very Hafiz terminology.
Oh, it's very Hafiz-like.
And I think he mentioned that the last line is one of the last part of the song ends with one of his shahids, one of the lines of
Hafiz. Really?
I think it's just one stanza or one line.
I love that. Poetry set to music by Indo. Shervin, shall we listen to the second part of my interview?
Yes, please. And I just wanted to mention about the previous song that, as I talked about, the Dil Tangi or the Mirage can be anyone. And it was funny because he was talking about Shadi and him being a couple. And so I wanted to say that the song was dedicated to all people who miss whomever, anywhere. And
that's
it could, with his, yes.
Because you're assuming, I see now, you're assuming that Ardalan is and Shadi are singing about each other, which is very romantic.
I think you assumed that. But I was saying that.
And ladies and gentlemen, they are married. So it's like, I don't know if there should be singing about other people, but I'm sure the beauty of it is that it can apply to so many situations.
Exactly.
Right,
yes.
Well, let's listen to the second part of my interview with Ardalan Peyvar, and after which he'll be introducing yet another track from their beautiful, beautiful album called Bord o Baht. This is the Arabology Show coming to you from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. We're about to play the second part of my interview right after this.
So if I were to name a couple of tracks here, could you tell me, what they're about and how something about them, because I'd like to play them during the show. Now, you're going to have to bear with me because although Arabic is my first language, Farsi Persian is not. But I'm going to try. Eshq e Asemani.
Eshq e Asemani means divine love.
Wow, and so what is this track about?
It's actually a sarcastic title because the track is about a girl who has a crush on a guy, and she thinks she's in love, but in the end, she says, if someone else comes along, I'm going to forget you in a moment. So
wow.
it's a sarcastic, it refers to a modern love.
Wow, I love that. Did you write the lyrics yourself?
Yes, with the help of a friend of mine, Human. The first verse, or the first sentence is by Human, my friend, and then the rest I wrote.
کردی تو نظر به من به یک اشاره جانبی از ولی هوای من بهاره رنگ و بوی هرچه جست و رفت از یاد قم در این هوای تازه جا نداره یک
اگر به قصد روی من تکابو هرچه گوید و نشاید است من رو تو ولی به یک نظر به من توانی رعد و برق از اون سفاز من پرانی.
این از مثال عشق آسمانی.
هر که باشدش تو را نظر به من زد آنچنان بیارمش بلایی بر سر وان که سوی تو پرونده بوسه چون تیر بر ملا جوزنم چماغ و کفگیر ترک من مکن مکن تو ترک میدوست گر بریز پیش من ز پیش من روز ور بگیری یار دیگری تو فردا میکنم تو را حوال فوش ناموز میزند فقط به یاد عشق دین نفس جز تو من به کس نگفته بودم این رس گر بری سفر به پای تو کنم سر تا چمن به زیر پای من شود سر
track now Bord Obacht
Bord Obacht which is the title track of the album which means win or lose that is about how in childhood we used to play without worrying about winning or losing and now everything is about win or lose so it just keeps talking about how we shouldn't obsess over winning.
یادت میاد آب بازی می کردی با شلنگ یا سوار تاپ می شدی یا علا کلنگ یا تو کوچه گرگم به هوا بالا بلندی یا گل کوچیک می زدی یا این که هفت‌سنگ یا علک درک قلقل یا تیل بازی یا تو کلاس گل یا پوش تا که بخور زنگ یا حسرت سر می رفت و سرگونه بازی گاهی رازی به بازی با یه پار سنگ
گه تخت نت میزنی گهی هم شطرنج گه برند و گهی از با میشی دل رنج یه مشغول قماری از عرص دنیا زندگیت رو میبازی مثل سراب یک گنج ای و همه رقابت مسابقه سرعت به هم آدم و شک داری مثل دروغ سنج میترسی همش بقیه ازت بیفتن جلو انقدر بابا خودت رو با بقیه نسنج
بازی به بود و باخت بازی به بازیست وقتی میشه بازی کرد مسابقه دست واسشید بازی به برد و باخت نیست بازی به بازیست زندگی فقط یه بازیست واسه مسابقه نیست موسیقی
بازی و بازو و آرنج جای صحبت میکنی هی جنگ و دعوا هی از کوره در میری گاز میگیری میزنی خنج
زور بازو بطرتیز بلکه بلدوریز وقتی میشه صحبت کرد بلدوری پس بازو چیز بازی رو برد و بخنیز بازی رو بازیز وقتی میشه بازی کرد مصابه پس بازو چیز
Shervin, you for the next song from Indo's album Bordeaux Bacht, you wanted to dedicate the song called Bordeaux Vassat.
Yes, I wanted to dedicate this song to one of my closest friends, whose birthday is today.
Oh,
and she lives in Boston. Ozzy June, I hope you're listening. And she loves this song and she loves dancing.
Wow. So let's listen to an intro by Ardalan Paivar from my interview with him talking about Bordeaux Vassat. And happy birthday once again to
Ozzy June.
How about Bordeaux Vassat?
Bordeaux Vassat is the dance hit of the album. And means Bordeaux Vassat. Vassat means middle. Bordeaux means go. But middle refers to the dance floor. So basically tells you to go on the dance floor and let it go and be intoxicated and forget about all the worries.
What a beautiful song there, Shervin Imami. You're dancing in the studio. What is that song again?
Bordeaux Vassat.
Bordeaux Vassat, which again means...
Go to the dance floor, in the middle of the dance floor.
Wow, you heard it right here on the Arabology show. Shervin Imami telling everybody to go to the dance floor. Or in Farsi, Persian here, it is Bordeaux Vassat.
So how about Ba Tu?
Ba Tu means with you. It's a ballad thing. Shadi is singing it, and it's about let me think about that. Basically, she's saying, when I'm with you, nothing matters. That's the whole concept of the track, but
it's difficult to kind of, you know, sum up in one sentence for our listeners
yes.
The whole track and the range of emotions and the experience of writing that song, I'm sure.
Do 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 نمیارم به ابرو خم، تا روزی که تو با من باشی، تا روزی که من با تو باشم. اگر بستم نرفته به تو بر میگردم، جای خدا تو رو میپرستم، به عبادت خونه اگه رفتم، جای آتیش جهنم از دوری تو میترسم، بهشت برام همون جا.
Once you do write your songs and they get released on CD, do you listen to them, look back, and wish you had done something differently, or do you find it difficult to look in retrospect, or are you completely comfortable with your production?
That's a great question. When we first released the album, it was very difficult for me to listen to it because we had been working on it for a few months, and especially during the mixing and mastering of the tracks, I had to listen to them over and over, day and night, to make sure all the details were perfect. So my brain was just exploding with all the details. So after that, I put it aside for a while. But after a couple of months, we started listening to it again, and I think 98%. We were happy. I was happy.
That's really
I think Shadi was 100% happy. But I'm always unhappy with something. Yes, I think it's really hard to nail it down to 100% for any musician or artist.
And how has the reception been, Ardalan, in terms of when you perform in the U.S. especially? Do you find that you're getting a very diverse audience, or a sort of an Iranian-American audience specifically and strictly?
Most of our audience is Iranian, a Persian-speaking audience, but... a lot of non-Iranians who hear our music, they really like the music, but of course they don't understand the lyrics. And we receive a lot of emails from different parts of the world thanking us for the music, and you know they buy our CDs. But I would say 85% of the audience is Persian.
Well, I think you're going to be surprised, because the number of people who I allow to listen to your music, as I was doing some research, your music has a lot more appeal to a whole diverse population than I think you might think. And hopefully through the show and through playing your songs and your commentary in between the songs, we'll succeed in getting people to be more curious and to explore the music of Indo.
Well, thank you so much.
And so can you tell me about any upcoming tours, appearances, albums, anything and where can we find Indo on the internet?
You can find us on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/indomusic.
Great, and I should spell it for everyone, Ardalan, by saying it's E-E-N-D-O, correct?
Yes.
So it's facebook.com/indomusic. That's your Facebook page.
Facebook, yes, and website is indo.com. Yes, and on CD Baby, we have CDs and also LPs available.
Nice, on vinyl.
Yes.
Wow. And do you have any upcoming, concerts or appearances, whether in New York or anywhere else?
Unfortunately, no live performances for now. We are working on our next album. Hopefully, in a few months, it'll be released. We've written a few tracks so far, working on the rest. As far as performances, both of us are busy full-time with other activities, and plus working on the new album. So once that comes out, hopefully we'll think about performing. Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor to have spoken with you, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
And keep the amazing music coming.
Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you very much. Take care, Ardalan.
And my very special thanks to, of course, Ardalan Paivar, who, along with Shadi Yusufyan, formed the group Indo. I hope you've enjoyed our interview with Ardalan Paivar here on the Arabology Show. My very, very special thank you to Shervin Imami, your second time in the studio, and you just get better and better.
Thank you so much, Ramzi, for having me, and thanks so much to Indo Band and all the other Iranian new bands upcoming and emerging. And stay tuned with us. We will have more episodes of Iranian music. I'll see you
soon. Shervin Imami, why are you afraid to tell the people you'll see them soon?
Because I'm not going to see them. I was thinking that.
Oh yeah, but they'll be listening to you anyway. Thank you so much, Shervin Imami. Again, my thanks to Ardalan Paivar. Stay tuned for Sunflower Sutra in about 5 minutes right here on KZSU Stanford.
Thank you for Shadi with her beautiful voice.
Absolutely. I forgot Shadi, the other half of Indo. And again, reminding everybody to stay tuned for Sunflower Sutra with Emma, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford 90.FM. Shukran and thank you.